welcome back, my friends, to the very first episode of the new Daily Gaming News Roundup. Yeah, kind of a simple concept here, my friends. We take all the day's gaming news, nerf it into one show, and then, of course, talk to you about it here. Today, we got a pretty small show. We got five stories. The PlayStation Not E3 Showcase was announced. Nicolas Cage is coming to Dead by Daylight. Analog just announced a brand new gaming console. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom just hit some insane sales records. And of course, the moment we've all been waiting for, the Five Nights at Freddy's teaser trailer finally launches. So up first, let's dive into this story that we've all kind of been speculating about, like, when will PlayStation be holding their next showcase? And obviously, we now have that news, as Sony revealed that their annual pre-3 showcase will be taking place on Wednesday, May 24th. Now, this showcase will be an hour-long showcase in which they will cover PlayStation 5 and PlayStation VR 2 games and some spellbinding games from our third-party partners and indie creators. Like we mentioned, the live broadcast will be taking place on Wednesday, May 24th at 1 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube and Twitch. I am beyond hyped for this event. Every single year, this is kind of the showcase where PlayStation announces the big games that we can all look forward to, and I think some pretty safe bets here. Number one, Spider-Man 2. I would be shocked if we didn't hear news about that. I also suspect that we're probably going to hear some like Gran Turismo news, maybe a little bit about that upcoming movie. Naughty Dog, of course, is working on the brand new Last of Us multiplayer game. I wouldn't be surprised if we've heard a little bit about Horizon's multiplayer game as well. The other one I would love to hear about, and honestly, I could see it not happening, but Wolverine, I would love to hear more about that game. Other things that Sony has cooking is like Final Fantasy VII, the remake part 2, Silent Hill 2, the remake, and of course the remake of Knights of the Old Republic. And let the absurdity of the list of games that I just listed sink in for a second, because Sony's got some big games that they're working on, and I'm sure they've got a lot of games that we don't know about going on like behind the scenes, but if they came out and just announced those, I mean, it would be a banger of a showcase. So looking forward to that event. Our next story is one of those that, like, every once in a while you hear something and you're like, that can't be true, but it ends up being true. Nicolas Cage is coming to Dead by Daylight. Yeah, definitely did not have that on my 2023 bingo board. Dead by Daylight, of course, is a multiplayer asymmetrical horror game where four players play as the survivors trying to escape and one other player is playing as the killer. Now, Nick Cage joining the game is definitely big news, but it was kind of a teaser. They didn't tell us what form he was going to be taking in the game. Will Nick Cage be a survivor, or will he be a killer? However, if I was a betting man, I would say we're probably going to be seeing Nicolas Cage in like an overarching character form, like similar to the way that the Dark Pictures anthology has the curator. I could totally see them using Nicolas Cage in this form. But of course, this is one of those stories where we kind of have to just leave it and wait, because Developer Behavior revealed that they'll be announcing more about the Nicolas Cage collaboration on July 5th. All right, let's talk about Analog. And Analog is this company that made this really cool gaming handheld pocket device. If you haven't seen it, Analog Pocket, definitely worth checking out. But Analog was in the news this week because they announced a brand new video game console, the Analog Duo, which as far as I can tell is pretty much compatible with every NEC system game ever made. The Analog Duo will feature a cartridge slot and a CD-ROM drive, giving players compatibility with HU cards, turbo chips, and of course CD-ROMs. Now, if you're a fan of retro gaming, definitely recommend you check this out. Pre-orders are available right now, and the console will be launching on May 19th for $249. We got some big Tears of the Kingdom news to talk about. The game launched literally a couple days ago, and it has just set the world on fire. And of course, Nintendo revealed today that Tears of the Kingdom has sold 10 million copies in the game's first 3 days, which, mazel tov to Nintendo. It's a good game. I've played it. I did post our Game of the Week review about it. I had a hard time with the game. I kind of struggled with some of the early mechanics, and it's not for me, but I can understand why people are absolutely loving it. So this news of them selling like 10 million copies really doesn't surprise me, but still, it's a big W for the studio. Especially when you think about its predecessor, Breath of the Wild, sold about 30 million copies over the last 7 years. And I tried doing some research, and all I could find was that Nintendo sold 1 million copies of Breath of the Wild in that game's first month. So obviously, 10 million in the first 3 days, big news for Nintendo, but it's also important to remember way more Nintendo Switches in the wild than there were back then. It was kind of a split console. But either way, I fully suspect that Tears of the Kingdom is going to surpass Breath of the Wild. And I love seeing stories where video games succeed. So GG to everybody that worked on Tears of the Kingdom. All right, moving on to our final story of the day. Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie, finally released their teaser trailer. And it looks fantastic. You know, admittedly, I get hyper concerned anytime a video game franchise gets converted into a movie. But I gotta say, this movie looks really solid. And granted, it's only a teaser trailer. And of course, we'll have to wait to see the full movie trailer. But so far, I'm like, 100%, I will go see this movie in the theaters. I can't think of anything that like would come out in the official trailer that would stop me from seeing this in the theaters. So we'll see. My wife, not so keen on this. Like, I showed it to her and she's like, that looks stupid. So I might be going to see it solo, but let me know your thoughts in the comment section down below. I'm interested to see what you all thought about this brand new trailer. And that, of course, will wrap up today's gaming news roundup. Thank you guys so much for watching. Of course, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit the like button if you enjoyed the video. If you're new to the channel, we post daily videos, new daily gaming roundup videos, hopefully going up daily. We will try our best there. But of course, you can also check out our Game of the Week podcast, which gets posted weekly, and make sure to check out our morning deep dive videos as well. So thank you guys so much for watching and supporting the channel. We, of course, will see you in the next video.